PMD. Dr. Conroy, Mr. Kweka, and Sister Grace, and Ms. Klein. Is it Klein?
Klein,
yeah. Klein, welcome, and good morning, everybody. Colleagues, did everybody have some tea, sandwiches? Everybody settled? Yes? Yeah? Honorable Gamere? Okay. Members, we've got an agenda here. Everybody has got some documentation. We have circulated a program, a draft program for the fourth term. If you can have a look at that during the course of the meeting, I know that it's been dumped on you, but as you know, we weren't supposed to have a meeting today. We were supposed to have been in Port Knowledge, but we'll get to that in a second. If you can have a look at that program, add, include, or exclude, take away, or what you do, if possible, if we can adopt that program by the close of the meeting, if it's possible with you. if you want to add something, feel free to add something. If you want to take away, feel free to take away. So we'll park this point number one. We'll get back to it and we can run through the program. The second point, now, can I do 2 and 3 simultaneously, or is there anybody that wants to address the burning issue in terms of the program? Honorable Farminga?
What happened is it just and the 17th of November, the regulatory NASA Act.
Members, that's okay. You want to deal with the program first, or should I deal with 2 and 3 and then we can at ease deal with the program? Is that fine with you, Honorable Family? Good, great stuff. Colleagues, the report back, or the oversight to the West Coast, Northern Cape, has been postponed to a later date. Now, my talks in discussions with the House Chairperson, Honorable Magadla, it was felt that there is some things happening in Parliament this week in terms of the Auditor General calling all chairpersons of committees and so on, that this oversight trip must postpone it to a later date. In principle, she has approved the trip, but it must just be postponed to a later date. Now, I was trying to get a hold of her to ask her to come and explain to the meeting, but also as the House Chairperson of committees, she's got all these select committees to take care of. But we will definitely look at the date and communicate with you in due course when our date will be. We'll have to wait for the technical team of the programming committee that is meeting tomorrow morning. I think there is a WIPS meeting taking place at the moment. I'm not sure. Oh, okay. and then afterwards we will look at a date, because colleagues, this I think in terms of our oversight, in terms of the NCOP fatigue plan which all of us attended at Lagoon Beach, I think this committee really has got a serious responsibility in looking at, in terms of the mines and in terms of the act, mining, mineral petroleum act, in terms of the a lot of things that we need to seriously engage with the mining houses in terms of their social responsibility towards, not just, you know, it's we need to engage with them in terms of the code of good practice, which was promulgated, the act was promulgated April this year. So we need to follow up and see the laws that we are making here, whether these laws are helping the communities, the people out there. And I've explained that to the House Chair. I said we will be failing in our duty if we don't do that. Because a good case scenario, an example, two or three provinces that has been really full in that effect, is the Northern Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, KZN and North West. Sorry, that's five. Where mining companies are just mining and doing their thing, and I mean, they are not responding to anyone. So we will definitely be going on oversight to the Northern Cape, but we will communicate that date with you ASAP. The point number three was that there was a possible oversight to Sekhukhune district in Limpopo. Now, taking parliament to the people are going, the NCOP are going to this province and this district next year, I think in March or April. Now, normally what they do, then committees go beforehand and do some oversight and some work there, and then taking parliament to the people will be held for that week in Sekhukhune. Now, the secretary has just informed me this morning that there is a possibility that this won't take place also. We have been allocated three days to go and do this oversight. We would have left next week on Tuesday, the 13th, and return on Friday, the 19th. No. 16th. Returning Friday, the 16th. So, but I believe from the secretary this morning that this has also now been postponed because there is a sitting.
Habang informed me that the office has are thinking of identifying a task to go to the four pockets before taking inspiration to take parliament away. Not the committee. That way identify.
So, but I think we will definitely have to. I'm going to meet the House Chair, and definitely get back to the committee in terms of my meeting with the House Chair. Because I think at the moment, with the rate and the way we are going about, it's not good. It's not constructive. It really, not constructive. I mean, to be in Cape Town just for one meeting for one day, for a whole week, where we could have been out doing work that we are supposed to do. And this is not constructive. It really leads to nothing but just frustration and things. so that's the explanation on these two matters. On the oversight visit and to the Northern Cape and the oversight visit to the Sekhukhune district. Any member wants to add? Mm-hmm.
She's not plugged in, so I wondered whether I'm plugged in. Mr. Terry, you know what? I find it very disturbing that we were planning to go to the Northern Cape, and then it was cancelled. And then we were told that, so this week is now null and void. Then we were told next week we were going to the Limpopo province, and as you say, here we're sitting for one meeting, flying back to Cape Town when we could have been working in our constituencies where our people need us, or there where we need it. And I find that you must now ask, please, whether they can cope with us or whether they can't cope with us, because we've got a role to play and we're not playing that role. So what are we doing? And you must speak up very strongly, because this is messing us around and it's costing the state money. Thank you.
Any other members? Okay. Colleagues, the other thing is a program. We've got the program in front of us, and then there's a couple of invitations that we have also received. Before we get to the program, I want to ask the Secretariat if the members can get this Government Gazette of the 29th of April 2009. It is the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act, publication of the Code of Good Practice for the Minerals Industry. Now, just to familiarize yourself with this, when you get this, you will see what, in terms of mining, how does that do. It specifically speaks to the historically disadvantaged areas and that type of thing. There is compliance targets all through this. There's the ownership scorecard, compliance targets set out by 2014. Certain mining houses have to get certain things in place. Now, speaking to some of the mining houses, they are far from this, very far. Now, at the end of the day, you know, it's not to say that areas will be left behind, because what this Code of Good Practice also tells us that, or what we have seen in practice, is that whenever a mining or the mine industry or the mining operation comes to a halt or to a stop, these guys packed up and go. They left the community in disarray, just like that. And then it's the responsibility of local government, the responsibility of government then to look after. But when these guys apply for their mining rights and mining licenses, there's a lot of things stipulated in their mining licenses to say, but look, we will do this and that and that and that. No mining license can be approved until these things are not written into the license. I mean, the employment equity scorecard, you know, the human resource development scorecard. I mean, there's some of the mining houses that have to comply. The target was set for 2005, and up until today, as we're speaking, some of them hasn't even started implementing these things. I mean, it's the procurement scorecard. There's quite a lot, and I think that the mining community and the rural development scorecard, and specifically in Limpopo, where these mining houses are mining in the rural areas of Limpopo, where the mining company does not even want to give 1%, not even spend 1% on upgrading a village or anything like that. I mean, we can't, I think, as a parliament, as representatives of the public, as a committee that deals with these issues, we can't just sit back and fold our arms and just, it's fine, let them carry on. I don't think it's proper, it's not correct, if we overlook those things. Because we have made these laws. These laws have been enacted by Parliament, it's been signed by the President, and we've got to do oversight to see whether these laws are being implemented and whether these laws are being adhered to. And that is my big point of departure. We made the laws, and after we've made them, we left them as is. And that's not on. We need to implement, because that's also in terms, if you can remember what Honorable M.G. Maslang, who's the chairperson of the NCOP, said at Molotov. He says that we make laws, we pass them, and we forget about them. He asked the question, how many committees went back to see the laws that they have passed as being to the betterment or to the better development or to the benefiting? How many of those laws are benefiting the communities? How many communities are getting the proper advantage or are getting the proper treatment out of these laws? That's the question that I ask. And I think that as a committee, we need to do that. You know, the general principles for measuring beneficiation elements. So I think application of the code of good practice for permits, licenses granted under the Precious Metals Act and the Diamond Act. So these are the things that I'm asking the Secretariat to see that before, if possible, before the end of the week, if all the members can have this. Application of the Code of Good Practice for the Mineral Industry. You must read it together. You know, the Minister of Minerals and Energy, as in terms of Section 100 of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act 2002, Act 28 of 2002, developed a Code of Good Practices for the Mineral Industry as set out below. But the Secretariat will give that to the members, and then I think at our next meeting, and then also when we go on this oversight, you've got an idea of what's happening, what you need to ask, what we need to engage on, and that type of thing. Members, then we've got an invitation to a policy platform in income inequality, 8 October. Now it's clear as daylight there, I'm not going to read it. Please confirm your availability with Grace before we leave this meeting today, please, if possible. That is on Thursday. And then we've got an invitation, members. It says invitation to you and your committee. I don't know who you are, you and your committee, but for a review book, which will be tonight, I think it is DTI is a review book or something. Competition Authority, generally a review book. I think the chairperson of Trade and International will be there. I've got. Some of my constituents are in hospital, so I need to, they've been involved in an accident over the weekend, so I need to go to the hospital at about 7 to come visit them. But also indicate the availability of members to Greg for this. That's right. Okay. And then, members, we've got our program in front of us. Do you want to add anything onto the program? The question, Honorable Van Lingen, on the NERSA Act, I think the NERSA... Okay. So, you know, we have to move that forward. Because what happens is that in terms of the National Energy Regulatory Act, I think I've seen it somewhere over the weekend that NERSA also wants now to regulate or to bring in the small-scale electricity supply, the 1 megawatt from 1 megawatt up, or small-scale supply. They also want to bring and regulate and give them more scope, that type of thing. Now, we can also add, I will get the right wording for the secretary and we can add it. But I think, see that we are not going anywhere next week, the 13th, why don't we include the NERSA in the 13th?
What we really want is in the city. It's okay by us, but can the department do it?
Well, we'll have to find out from them today. See, we can't confirm with them until we have not approved.
No, we approve.
So, the minute we approve this, we will just write to them and say, listen, guys, we need you here. In actual fact, they were ready. But then we had to postpone the meeting, or we had to cancel the meeting because it was clashing with some other things. I want to ask the secretary, if we don't have a sitting on the 20th, why don't we, if we don't have a sitting the afternoon of the 20th, why don't we include the mining beneficiation process and the mining charter on that same day? And we can break for lunch for 1 till 2, come back after 2 and do the rest of the program till 4. Honorable Kamel.
I'm saying, Chair, that is important. If the Chair recalls earlier on, I made the submission that the mining charter is the decision of the potential that they are together.
Just check with the programming committee whether we've got any sitting on Tuesday the 20th. We don't have a sitting, then we can slot both of them. And then, if there's no sitting on the week of Tuesday, the 10th, the 9th of November, then obviously I think we should then go to the Northern Cape. Or is this the Trump program? See, our medium-term MTF is from the 11th of, from 13th of October to the 27th. So, and the present event, I think it's that last week also in October. So is there nothing yet? The problem is very vague. something when we can go on that oversight as from the extent of the president's address is the Thursday, the 29th of October. And I think we can do our oversight then on this 10th, starting the 9th to the 10th of October. Because there could be a possibility that that constituency period might start earlier, around about the 15th of November instead of the 23rd. Is that fine with the members? If we take our week from the 9th of November up until the, what is that, Thursday, the 10th is Tuesday, the 11th, the Wednesday, the 12th, the 13th, 9th of the 13th. And we do our application now, and there's nothing that, because in this committee we haven't got legislation before us now. Urgent legislation. And I think in Trading International, Honorable Gamera, I don't think we've got legislation before us there also.
Excuse me,
Mr.
Rakhidan.
No, we will definitely get back to you. Of November. From the 9th to the 10th of November. Honorable Conrad, Dr. Conrad.
Yes, can I mention something as far as the program is concerned? I gave you a document about 3 weeks ago about mining water, asset mining water. I heard over the radio this morning that on the 31st of October, mining houses are supposed to start working complying with the act as far as cleaning of the water is concerned. I know it's not directly affecting this committee, it's actually more water and environmental affairs. But seeing that mining is falling under the ambit of this committee, I was wondering whether the committee members wouldn't want to have an input or a briefing from a person or an expert on mining water as to say what the situation is, how does it affect the mining. And how far have they developed to start applying the regulations?
No, thank you, Doctor. I think we should include that into our oversight, because if they need to get ready by the 31st, by the 10th, if some of them are not ready yet, we've got a good yardstick to say, but listen, guys, they were supposed to be ready by the 31st, because I've read some documents on climate change, which is a UN publication, and they are really worried about, I think our Minister of Environmental Affairs is also there, which water falls under. Now, serving in the previous committee on previous parliament on water, the committee that I served on in land and environmental affairs, that included water affairs, there was this process of an act that was passed that we had battles with to pass it, because the EIA process and the water boards and the water companies were very, very worried about the mining houses consuming so much water when they mine, and that and some of the, as you know, South Africa, although it does not look so, although you see the clouds are full of rain every time, but we are a water scarce country. And there's a worrying factor in terms of a climate change that's taking place, that a big worrying factor, that we won't have enough water. And as the talk goes so far as to say that mining houses will have to reuse water. And there's even talk that mining houses will have to desalinate water and use that that water, sea water, but desalinated. So yes, there is this worrying factor, Doctor. Thank you for bringing it to the attention of the committee. It will be part of our tools as we go out there. Because at the end of the day, if my houses are going to take the potable water or drinkable water from communities, then we will have a problem. We'll really have a problem.
The bigger problem is actually the pollution of the groundwater and the rivers and the lakes with the acid mine water. And that document that I did make available to you does mention that mining houses have established a company that will start cleaning up this water and selling in two grades. One is potable, actually potable water, the other is industrial water, and that they are planning on the basis of selling the potable water back to Rand Water. But they, from what I've heard, and I'll have to go deep into this, and I can, if you instruct me to do so, I will do a report on it. That they need EIAs, environmental impact assessments, that have to be, according to them, finalized by the end of this year so that they can really start implementing it. And what I actually was thinking is whether we shouldn't invite, because acid mine water is such a thing up there in the air, nobody really understands what it is about, or few people do. If we shouldn't invite somebody to come in and give a briefing to the committee as to exactly what it entails. I can, that article that I gave you, I could give each of the members a copy so that they could sort of get the background on it as well. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to invite somebody to come and actually, but the problem is just who should we invite?
Mr. Chair, yes, I think that's something we need to be informed on. And then what about the, since we are on water and since we are on energy, what about the Eskom, new Eskom power plant in Mpumalanga, is it Mpumalanga, where they've got no water? You remember that? It was in the news the last week.
Mm.
And that if it was going to use so much water that it is hard to be for a dam, it's too small to supply it with water. Is that not an energy issue? Is it a hot one?
Okay. Yeah, you see, that's why I have asked the chairperson of Land and Environmental Affairs, because that we can definitely work closer with one another. But I don't think it will be a problem if we invite Department of Water with our counterparts of DME. We'll have the two departments, Water Affairs and DME. DMR, Mineral Resources, the mining companies, to come and give us a briefing on the state of acid water and the state of water, because there is a worrying factor of the zero clumps of the mining weekly. There is a massive worrying factor about our water. And if there's no water, then I believe we can't mine. Am I right on the wrong money? And also, it's got an impact then on GDP. It's got an impact on our income, the country's income. Because 50% of the country's income is generated through mining. It is a big, big worrying factor. And I think they are thinking of thinking was at the Mining Weekly that we should learn from the Australians. They've got some sort of clever thing going around there on desalinating water, specifically for the use of mining. They've got massive, massive, massive kilos of pipeline getting water from the sea. So, but it is good that we put it on the program. But if we look at our program, I think what we need to do then, because the 23rd is the constituency period starts on the 23rd. So, yeah, where are we going to slot these people in?
On the 20th of October. And you put a whole day aside and you get it over and done with.
No. You said that the mining charter and the beneficiation process, we'll do that on the 20th of October.
That's enough.
Yeah. Too much for one day. That's too much for one day. I just thought of that. Because look, it's two departments that we're inviting in. It's mineral resources. It needs to tell us that, listen, because we've got a concern about the water effects of the water on the mining process. Secondly, our process is if too much water are going to mine, what is the strategy of water phase and mineral resources to see that there is enough potable water for communities? Because in the Limpopo, for argument's sake, a certain segment of the community that needs to get water 15 kilometers away from them, and the mine is 5 kilometers away, that they can't use the mine for. So it's ethical. Not just for human consumption or human use. So, I mean, why must the community go 15 kilometers to get water? I think it's 15. I stand under correction. But I know the mining water, which the small scale mine close by, it's not fit for human consumption, so they have to go and get water somewhere else. I mean, even in the Northern Cape, we will have a problem if it carries on like that. And I mean, there's an organization in the Northern Cape called LEAP that is doing fantastic work. In terms of doing these things, you know. So, honourable, I think the new one will be out later today, or the draft one for the ratification at the programming committee tomorrow. We are saying that week of the Tuesday, the 10th, the 9th and the 10th, we are awake on our oversight. So, it could be starting the 9th or the 10th. The 9th or the 13th of November. Okay.
I'm sure subject to this process of Parliament that it's always better that the two committees have shared this program. That we use the whole week as both committees. We go to Northern Cape. It's a pity that we have a club program that week for DTI where we have to go somewhere else, so we can at the end, which is what in the program.
Almost to prepare.
Yeah, and at least maybe prepare or make some copies of the so that week, 9th to the 13th, we use it then for that. So I wanted, maybe the new program will guide us, parliamentarians, because towards the closure, you know, Chair, that all these pilots have been sitting. So that if you have a look at that program, maybe we might shift this thing in area. But towards closing, the NPOP will be alone here. That will be sitting, sitting.
I just wanted to make you aware two co-chairs that or two chairs that I'm co-chairing a committee that joins on Friday. So most of Fridays, especially on the Friday, the 9th and the 13th, we'll be probably sitting. So
will you be sitting on Friday?
Yeah, so I will be available for those Fridays.
On the Friday.
So is that
Honorable Goni, is your committee sitting every Friday? Meeting every Friday?
Yeah, almost every alternate Friday.
Every alternate
Friday? Yeah, so meeting is Friday, so we might sit again on the 15th. So every alternate Friday is Friday.
You see, the other alternative date is then at 3. We use that week of the 3rd of November because the 27th is up, totally up, because the president will be addressing the NCOP. The other thing, members, is that we can then shift the briefing of the 3rd of November to the 27th of October. I'll tell you why, because there was a process that we would have asked the Minister of Economic Development to address the NCOP, this committee, as well as some of the provinces. We would have invited all the provinces, the Economic Development Committees, and SAUGA to brief them on the, or to address them on the framework. That was on that day. But now the minister has indicated to me that yes, he can do that, but because they are still busy, and I mean, you are members of parliament, you have read the media, you have seen what happened, what transpired. They're still busy drawing up the old planning, economic development, are still busy doing the economic policies and those type of things. So I'm not sure. But the minister has created this platform and she's invited various speakers to address these platforms. So I was just thinking of why don't we call economic development early when we return? That first quarter when we return next year, God's favor. We invite them then, economic development, because at the moment they are still busy processing, setting up those type of things. And then we move the 3rd of November to the 27th of October. Okay, doctor. Because provinces are also busy with their annual reports. Four provinces that I've spoken to have indicated to me that they are busy with their annual reports. As well as municipalities, I think, are busy with their, is it now the NEP or IDP or something to that effect, but they are busy. Is it IDP? Do they normally take place that time of the year? So,
of
October, and then we just postponed the 27th of October, put it on ice, put it on hold for long. And we'll just inform the ministry that we will do. So something with the provinces next year, because we don't want to disrupt the provincial programs also, and the minister and the local government programs. Because as Salva said to me, provinces are busy with IDP, municipalities are busy with IDP, provinces are busy with the annual report. And then, if can we ask the condonation of the committee, if we can then see whether it's either the 3rd or the 10th, that week of the 3rd or the week of the 10th, that we will be going on our oversight. But we will coordinate it with Trade and International Relations. Members?
I don't quite understand. Are we going to do the Northern Cape and Kansas in 1 week? Because when I asked for this last phone call that I had, I explained to you, the lady asked me from where am I flying home to. And I said to her, I don't know where we're flying to, so how can I tell you from where am I flying home to? Now, the point is, I was then under the impression that we're doing the Northern Cape and KZN in 1 week. When I got the first call, you remember, Grace? And now, and then things change to the extent that it was called off and another one planned for next week. Now that's being called off. Can't we now, are we going to do KZN in 1 day and Northern Cape in 1 day? And how much time are we going to spend travelling? Do you understand what I'm saying? The logistics must be worked out properly, because we can't go all the way there to the Northern Cape, because as you know, it was a day travelling by car and it's a day travelling back. So that left us with 2 days in the Northern Cape. So that's our whole week in the Northern Cape, of which we're spending 2 on the road. So where are we sitting in KZN in that same week? Excuse me, logistically it doesn't make sense. This man has been at our coach for a week in KZN, this dear person of ours. So can't we do the one week and plan it properly, and do the other one the other week and plan it properly?
Well, the Honourable Van Lingen, I hear what you're saying, and yeah, you're right there. But, you know, nothing is cast in stone. We can do KZN. Also because KZN also got some mining going and happening in KZN. So we can look at the mining companies and how they're doing their social responsibility. What are they doing in terms of our social responsibility scorecard, a social and labor plan, responsibility scorecard. So we can do KZN, and then we can still make an application to go to the Northern Cape and spend a week in the Northern Cape. But as you rightly said, the traveling is a nightmare in the Northern Cape. Traveling in KZN is not that nightmarish, but in the Northern Cape, because I mean, there's the airport at Pietermaritzburg, although they put the planes down. There's an airport at Durban.
Is it in Durban they put the planes down?
Eh? So, I don't think traveling to KZN is such a logistical nightmare as it is to the Northern Cape. Am I right, Ms. Gray? Traveling to the Northern Cape is a nightmare. I mean, you've battled to just get us there without even leaving us Cape Town, without leaving Cape Town. So, but I don't think that's such a big deal. So we can still apply our mine. We can ask DMT to find out which mines are in KZN. We can even phone KZN, liaison officer to get in touch with which mines are there, so that we can go and have an oversight over our mining companies in KZN. Honorable Bihali.
Thank you,
don't ask us to move from KZN to Limpopo, or Limpopo to KZN or something.
No, I was just asking that I can hear that you're talking about Northern Cape and Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, and you're not mentioning anything about Sekhukhune. The condition is difficult, it's not just good. I think Superman must also be saying. Thank you.
Sorry, I thought you were going to talk longer, so that's why I took her back there. The situation with the kukuni is that there will be a fasting going, I think, next week or when. I'm not sure when. To go and do that. Now, you are like this. That could take the whole province of beginning to suffer under this mining company. It's not big mining company, it's small scale miners. Small scale miners. And the province and the communities around there are beginning to suffer under these conditions that they might live, they might school, they might etc. So but you see that the Ethiopia going there in March, we can still, I mean, we don't have to go and sit there in a tent all day. We can ask them to do our oversight while they're in Ethiopia there. Because even if you look at our program now, I'm not sure whether we can fit in the Limpopo this year. Because also, what has now arise out of this thing, and that's where I think in the next chairperson's forum, my fellow chairperson, we need to address the size of the delegation that goes on this oversight. Because it says that a whole committee the approval and then only four members can go to the committee. I don't think it is a conducive environment. Just blow some steam before I give you a chance to talk. Honorable Fundingham?
Mr. Chair, do you want to tell me that only the five of us were available to go onto this Northern Cape tour, and that's why this was cancelled?
No, the recommendations was that only four members should go. And now it was not cancelled because of that, but that was one of the things that we said, no. We want to take the whole committee, because the whole committee has made given, and the whole committee has from the start been on top of things. So it's simple for me just to take four people. Including the top four. So we need to go and speak to the House Chairperson. That's why at our next Chairperson's Forum we will definitely raise this. To say now, but the whole committee must be. Does that answer your question?
Can I ask another question?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair, when I spoke to the first lady that phoned me, there were three committees going to the Northern Cape. So did the other two committees go?
No, Honourable Fundingham. The application has been turned down in terms of them. But only our application that has been approved, but subject that four members can go. But the other three committees, two committees, finance and land and environmental affairs, has been turned down. So that's why we because it's very crucial that we need land and environmental affairs to go with us on this oversight. Specifically to the Northern Cape and to Limpopo. And in a sense, public services, which includes your housing, your roads and transport. Human settlements and roads and transport. Public works, you know. I think that is the three crucial committees that need to go on this oversight. Specifically in the Northern Cape and as well as in Limpopo. Because, I mean, you should see the houses that these miners are living in. And in this code of good practice, I think there is a, excuse me, question then comes of you know, you know, it says here, I mean, we should see the implementation, we should see this code of good housing and living conditions standard. There's a compliance target date for 2014, 100% for mining companies provided housing as the mine, in consultation with stakeholders, establish measures for improving the standard of housing, including the upgrading of hostels, conversions of hostels to family units, and promoted home ownership option for mine employees. Companies will be required to indicate what they have done to improve housing and show a plan to progress the issue over time and is implementing the plan. So, yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. The housing and living conditions. But back to your question, no, the other committee didn't. The honourable members, if we can recap and get to a conclusion. In terms of the program, we will submit this program. You say the 13th of October, who are we having, Grace?
Again,
you're having National Regulatory NERSA. We're having NERSA. 20th, we will be having the Department of Mining on the beneficiation process and the mining charter. The 27th of October, we will have the Department of Mining on the financial statement and annual reports, as well as the strategic plan for
2010-2011.
Really now? 27th. The 3rd of November, we will see whether we can have the oversight, possible oversight. If that is not taking place, then we will have the briefing by department on the mining presidential audit. Then the the 10th of November, if we also put that down as oversight, if not oversight, we will have the Department of Energy in terms of state of readiness for the energy over the festive season, because Eskom has already made some noises about load shedding. And we want to avoid that. Whether we should call Energy and Eskom, Department of Energy must guide us there. I don't know if you've seen articles last week about Eskom already making noises about load shedding and that. Blackouts and type of thing. I don't want the chief to, on Christmas Day when she has that massive party with the community and all that, and all the people in the villages, to be without electricity.
This would be so nice before 2010. It's good advertising for before 2010 to have blackouts over Christmas.
Yeah. So then we've got one slot open, 70. Right? 17th of November.
No problem.
It's the one that time.
You want to go on oversight on the 17th of November?
I think we have to wait and start to check about the taxes. Maybe this committee of members, the chair, could be part of the taxes, so that then we go, let us go on the earth and check these things in the report. If we could persuade that some of our members are in the taxes.
Look, there is the conference on renewable and sustainable energy that is taking place, I think, in November. I'm not sure if it is Copenhagen or somewhere along the line. We can also invite the Department of Energy on the 17th of November. You can just pencil it down as a possible thing, the 17th of November, because the 17th of November to come and address us on the renewable and sustainable energy, what the plans are and that type of thing. Or we can invite the Department of Water Affairs and Department of Mineral Resources
for the
acid water in that. But Grace will know how to put that in the program. And then we forward our program to the house chairs. But if they give us the right of way for the oversight, then the program then changes again. Members, then our last point is our minutes. Where's my minutes? I don't have minutes. Hi, Andrea. Colleagues, the minutes of the... Oh, sorry. Is there anybody that still wants to add something to the program? Honorable Nguni? Honorable Khali? Mr. Mike, please.
I want clarity on the 27th of October.
October?
We will have the briefing by the Department of Mining on the 2008-2009 financial statements and annual report, and on the Department of Mining on the strategic plan for I think it's 2009 to 2014 or something.
Didn't you say anything about the address of the president?
I think we need to invite them on the 17th, but we'll see how the oversight goes, because we need to invite the Department of Energy also to come and brief us on the strategic plan. Mr. Grace, we are now messing you up. Because it is now two departments that we need to. Yeah, we need to run departments and the entities. ESCOM, the PBMR, the
what entities are there from energy. But we'll see whether we've got any plenaries on those specific Tuesdays. If we don't have plenaries, we'll invite the department with the entities on the same day. If there's no plenaries. Is that fine with the members? Otherwise, we will have to come back and invite the entities again after that. And I feel it's just, as you said rightly, that we can then utilize our energy in the constituencies. Members, minutes of the 11th of August. Honorable Khali, are you going to be long? We need to adopt the minutes. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That is the back, isn't that? Minister, sir?
Can I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 11th?
Any seconder? Honorable Falingan seconds and Honorable Nguni. Thank you very much, comrades. Colleagues. Excuse me. Honorable Falingan. Minutes of the 18th. Ali wasn't present there. And Goni was not present there. But your name is not, there's a mistake here then. Arman Goni was present. But where? But I can't believe Honorable Dikhali has missed the meeting. I can't recall that.
No, I was not present.
I can't recall that you have met. That you have missed a meeting. Adihali was present and Nguni was present. Anything else on the agenda that you want to discuss or talked about or share with us or take us in your confidence? Honorable Vihari, is there anything you want to share with us? Honorable Falina? Thank you for sharing that. Honorable Kamere, I think Honorable Mbuni. Madam Craig, I think. PMG? Sure. Madam Venezuela? Then, members, thank you very much for your attendance. This meeting stands adjourned. We will definitely let you know in due course what's happening.
Now that the meeting is over, do you know about this joint meeting tomorrow? The video conference hosted by the Ontario Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs with members of the Parliament of the United Kingdom. From our book? Yeah, from Mike Waters.
Oh.
Yeah, from Mike Ellis. But this is his book.
Thank you. Thank you.